This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Lake County commissioners may reconsider whether to pull out of an agreement to provide law enforcement services on the Flathead Reservation. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports this comes after a meeting with Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson this week.
County officials met with Attorney General Knutson in Polson to see if his office can offer resources for prosecuting crimes. On May 21st, jurisdiction over felonies on the Flathead Reservation will fall to the federal government. That's because Lake County is pulling out of a long-standing agreement between the state and the federal government to provide those services. County officials say they can't afford it. But federal law enforcement officials have said they have little resources to offer the county and would only prosecute high-level felony crimes. County officials and residents worry many crimes would be left unchecked. Knutson told commissioners he has neither the resources nor authority to help oversee felony jurisdiction. But Knutson did say Governor Greg Gianforte's office may be willing to help.
I've been told directly they are willing to sign a bill next session that gets you folks some law enforcement funding.
Lawmakers did pass a bill to do just that in 2023, but Gianforte vetoed it. When asked for comment, Gianforte's office pointed MTPR to his veto letter, saying the bill created a, quote, slippery slope by not putting any conditions on the $5 million the bill would have provided the county. His office did not directly say whether he'd sign future legislation to fund Lake County law enforcement. Lake County Commissioner Gail Decker says it's hard to trust Knutson's message, given the governor's previous veto. But he says commissioners are considering whether to keep jailing and prosecuting people for felony crimes based on what Knutson said.
If we can get everybody to the table, I think there's a solution.
It's unclear when commissioners will make that decision. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
Tribal leaders, lawmakers, and California state leaders are commemorating missing and murdered Indigenous people ahead of the May 5th National Awareness Day. Three activities will take place on Wednesday, sponsored by the California Native American Legislative Caucus and Chair Assemblymember James Ramos. A press conference is taking place on the state capitol, followed by a subcommittee meeting, and a candlelight vigil will be held in the evening. The observances will highlight the disproportionate numbers of violence against Native Americans. Two tribes have declared states of emergency because of the numbers of missing persons on their reservations, the Yurok tribe and the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians. Dozens of child-sized raven's tail robes danced for the first time Tuesday in Juneau, Alaska. Raven's tail is a Southeast Alaska Native weaving practice using mostly black and white yarn and geometric designs. Master weaver Lily Hope says it's the largest collection of new raven's tail weaving in 45 years. The event shared history and future of raven's tail weaving, or Yethkuwu. Here's Hope on the talk show Juneau Afternoon last month.
This particular history and telling of where we are now and how we got here has never been shared on this scale.
Weaver Ray Mills joined Hope on the show. They shared their love of weaving and the community that forms around it.
I've never felt so whole and so complete and just so healed as when I'm able to share something so special. The fact that these things were done by our ancestors and we almost lost them and they were woken back up and we are still able to share this knowledge and happiness and love, and it's been amazing to be a part of.
On Friday, the robes will go on exhibit. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law. Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.